Matt and Friends Drink the Universe is proudly sponsored by the Poppins Travel Company. Whether you're traveling across the universe like us or right here on planet Earth, it's always a good idea to have an expert to help you plan your trip. For your travel experts, look no further than the Poppins Travel Company. They'll help you book your next adventure or vacation, and the best part is they'll do your travel planning for free. To schedule a virtual appointment with one of their highly qualified travel agents, visit their website, www.poppinstravelcompany.com. That's www.poppinstravelcompany.com, or call them at 407-494-4070. That's 407-494-4070. Hello, listeners. We're all here to have fun.
But we'd like to take a moment to encourage you to always drink responsibly.
Never drink and drive.
If you have a complicated relationship with alcohol or other substances and you want to talk about it,
you can call 1-800-662-4357 for support.
Thank you for listening.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We have liftoff.
Welcome to Matt and Friends Drink the Universe.
All right, welcome back to Matt and Friends Drink the Universe. Today,
think or drink.
Are you thinking or you drinking?
We're going to be doing think or drink.
The drop game, man. It's we're really
you guys are leaning
exploring
in.
New territory in season two here.
We might have fallen over at this point.
Lean
we
so
leaned
far.
A little too far.
It's you okay. know what? Go big or go home. It's fine.
Hey, that's the way to go.
We are doing think or drink trivia today, and it's going to be rocket science.
Ooh,
interesting.
Yep, I'm scared.
Well, you know, because it's a science episode, I think we just need to hit the button now.
Do it.
You just want to get it out of the way?
Yeah, for the whole episode.
Yep.
Science.
Rocket science.
Yeah.
We're
wearing
that. Too bad we didn't make a new drop that just says rocket science.
I'm so surprised you didn't.
We're very drop heavy this season.
Oh, yeah.
Before we go any farther, let's go around the table here. We'll introduce ourselves.
Okay. Hi, everybody. It's Rob back again.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kristen. I'm new.
Hey, it's Siobhan. I'm not new. I'm here all the time.
Hey, it's Fish, and I'm somewhere.
I bet you are, Fish.
Just swimming through the universe once again, we have the fish.
In an undisclosed location.
So the way the game will work, we're going to ask rocket science-themed trivia questions. If you answer correctly, you can choose someone else that is playing the game to drink, and that person will lose a point. If you answer incorrectly, you lose a point, and we move on to the next person.
Yes, and we do have the make it a double mechanic.
Yes.
Which everybody can use one time, where you can partner up with somebody else that's sitting here to help you answer the question. If you both get that question correct, you can both then choose somebody who will lose points. If you get it wrong, you both will lose a point.
Correct.
Yep.
We'll remind all people.
Right. All right. We will do this as we go. So let's talk about beer for a minute here. So I found some rocket science, science-y themed beers. The first, I have an R&D from Funk Brewing here in Pennsylvania. And then I have one called Stage Separation from Alimentary. And they are both pale ales. They both look
rather Alimentary tasty. Next to Alabama?
I think it's Alimentary. But Alimentary? That's okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alimentary.
Still a good name.
Play on words.
All right.
Okay.
Pronunciation game, not strong. All right.
Hey, that's why I'm here. That is why I'm here.
So we're going to go ahead. We're open up the Funk R&D.
America.
Here we go.
Ooh. Crisp. So nice.
Yeah. Ooh, it smells quite tasty.
Nice. Crisp sound from the can.
It's good. Spoiler alert. We've all already been drinking.
That's
it,
right. Yeah, it's delightful.
All right.
Yeah. You guys have been drinking that one. I got my own back here.
Yeah. What do you have?
What are you drinking there, Fish?
What do you have?
Oh, I can kind of see it on the screen. Tell the people.
Duck Rabbit is good.
Duck Rabbit, what is it?
It's the Milk Stout.
The Milk Stout.
Ooh, good stuff.
Delicious.
There you go.
Good call.
It's very nice.
All right.
Here.
Bert, would you like to go first?
Fish is trying. What is Fish doing? Oh, he's poured it.
There we go.
Looks good.
The beer.
There it is. Okay.
It's important to note that the fish is joining us remotely, so he's on a tiny iPad in the corner of the screen here.
I wouldn't
here.
Call that tiny.
It's a decently sized iPad.
Yep. And yes, I will start if you would like me to.
All right.
And then are we going to go around the table as we introduce ourselves with fish last and then coming back around to me?
Yes, that's exactly Sounds what good we're going to gonna me. Do.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready, I think.
So now,
I would like to point out, although my profession is in the realm of science, it is in a completely different realm of science. So I am not very confident this morning.
Actually, let's do that first. What is your given degree background, ology?
Oh. Just real quickly. My degree background, ology, is biology. However, my job currently, I guess my title is scientist, but I'm more in the chemistry world these days.
All right.
So I work for a major pharmaceutical company that shall not be named, and I primarily work on cancer drugs.
Very cool.
Literally same. Me and Rob have the same job.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, I know Krista from work.
We work together. Wow.
Hey.
Is that a spoiler? I feel like those are just facts.
I mean, it is a fact.
Yes. Is that a science fact? Question mark? A fact that is in the realm of science?
I'd be reaching a little bit. Yeah.
Ooh, there you go.
That's what I do. That's what she does.
I'll just say ditto.
Yeah. Well, I do none of those things. and I do the complete opposite. And I'm all in humanities land with maybe the ology that's closest is like etymology. I do a lot of word work, friends.
Librology.
Right.
Librology.
There's a better word for that.
But I will say that maybe that library background is very good
actually,
for you.
Actually, the library background
trivia,
that I have is a master's in science.
Well, there you have it.
So we'll
I do
ask
have an
her
MS.
All around.
She got her MS,
we're going to ask her a question. She's going to run up to the public library, Dewey Decimal, and answer, and then come back.
No. Library of Congress for the win. You don't Dewey Decimal around here, though it is very useful.
Wait,
I have feelings.
Have you used the Dewey Decimal system?
I have used it.
I feel like it's an outdated system. I feel like
it's a little. It's actually better, though, than Library of Congress in its specifics, but I still like Library of Congress because it's more readable. Anyway, I'm an editor, so I do a lot of word things, but we'll see. I'm also a huge triviaologist.
Yay, there you go.
I like a lot of trivia, so we'll see how that goes for me today.
All right. Fish, what do you got for us? Your degree, background, ology, oceanography?
Ichthyology is a fish.
That is the fish.
You know what? If you really look at it, my ology would be, I guess, in people, I guess.
Oh, that's good.
But that's anthropology. But right now, there you go. But right now, I'm just a manager in a restaurant. That's all.
Awesome.
Nice.
Nothing major. Nothing glorious about that.
Sounds great.
There's nothing glorious about most people's jobs.
It's okay. Yeah, really.
They pay the bills.
Exactly.
And my ology.
Yeah, that's about it.
Your ology is hostology.
It is. It is also.
There you go.
My ology is psychology, which uniquely qualifies me to put up with Bert on a regular basis.
Hey. Also known as Rob. I don't think we ever refer to me as Bert on the podcast.
We probably have at one point.
Maybe. It's possible.
All right. Are you ready?
Barely.
Yes.
Here we go. First question, and don't worry, it's just rocket science.
Okay, here we go.
What is the estimated age of the universe based on the current cosmological observations? 1 billion years, 4.5 billion years, 13.8 billion years, or 100 billion years?
I'm going with 100 billion years.
You are going to drink. The answer is 13.8 billion years, give or take 200 million years either direction.
This is astronomy, I would like to point out. When I tell you I knew that because of my TikTok algorithm thing,
See?
It works.
Well, I'm in an early hole here.
All right, that is another joke I should be making, Rob. But I'm scared that I'm going to derail my brain.
Siobhan needs to keep the jokes to a minimum so that she doesn't move any of the information
out of her brain.
It's a very complicated Tetris puzzle, there's a finite level of space
in the brain right now.
Correct. All right. Punch bowl.
Krista, what type of rocket is commonly used for launching communication satellites? Liquid-fueled rockets, solid-fueled rockets, hybrid rockets, or ion rockets?
Jeez. I'm going to go with liquid.
You're correct. It is a liquid-fueled rocket.
Well,
you may choose another lucky contestant to drink and lose a point.
I'll choose Fish because he's technically next to me.
Fish, you're down a point.
Sorry, Fish.
Not of your own doing.
No, not at all, but
Beer's more fine. Milk stout for you, so good, good.
That's right.
Exactly.
This may be the shortest episode of trivia we ever do because everybody's just going to go.
Everyone's going to.
I don't know. She did really well.
Hey,
well,
man, one you know is what? Not that well.
It's going to be all intro.
Everybody's got a 25% chance of getting these.
That's right. All right. So, I like those odds.
Hey,
Siobhan, what is the primary component of rocket fuel? Hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, or hydrogen peroxide?
Now, this one I know.
I think it's hydrogen.
You are correct. It is hydrogen.
I was going to say, I thought I knew it, but yeah. Then I was like, do I?
No. That I knew that.
I saw your head out there.
What do we do? Matt, you're not playing right. I can't just make you drink.
No.
Well, we're going to.
Thank you.
I don't know.
For targeting the host.
Listen.
No.
I just feel bad because Rob is already down. Fish is already down.
Why are you feeling bad?
Because
it's
I
a
don't.
Game. Play the game.
True, yeah.
Play the game. Is it me? Is it Fish? Who is it?
No, it's Krista.
Is it Krista?
Yeah.
It's Krista.
Yeah, we got okay. it. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like that's
break
the
her
thing.
In.
There you go.
Someone
break
would have made
in.
That
Get
choice
in here.
If it weren't me first.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
I will happily take one for the team if you need to deal one out later.
The R&D is pretty good.
I'm really enjoying this.
Like, right?
This is a beer delicious. That I feel like can have more than one of.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's only 5%.
Yeah.
It's like a good like sitting on the porch outside in the summer. Yeah. I'm into it.
Okay. So, Rob.
No?
Fish.
It's Fish.
You can't forget the fish.
I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm drinking.
I'm sorry, Fish. This isn't going to be good. Okay, Fish. What equation describes the relationship between the mass of a rocket and its acceleration?
Before you read the answers, I just want you to know, Fish, he set me up for that question.
Yeah,
which
he totally
is
did.
Actually,
so, totally
this is
did.
Actually a good question.
So I apologize because he tried to make it extra spicy
question.
Because he was going to try to ask it to me. So sorry, you're going to have to take that flack.
We
from
believe
me.
In you, Fish.
All right.
You got this.
You got this.
Hey, yeah, and so, I might be finishing that.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Oh. So what equation describes the relationship between the mass of a rocket and its acceleration? Newton's second law, Einstein's theory of relativity, Kepler's third law, or Ohm's law? I can read the equations if you want, but no guarantees I'll read them correctly.
Squiggly line, letter in the Greek alphabet.
I feel like the visuals would be helpful.
I don't want to know about all that stuff. All right. It's not the second one.
All right.
What was the third one?
Kepler's
third law. The equation is P squared equals A cubed. For anybody that understands what that means, I am not that person.
Well, how do you get A cubed?
No, it's P squared, of course.
Yes.
It equals A cubed.
Exactly.
He told you these things.
Come on, Fish. Keep up.
That's how math works.
Math. E equals MC Hammer.
We talking about numbers.
Yo, I didn't know there was a math button.
But we're not, but that's okay.
Exactly.
We talking about coefficients.
We're talking about algebra, baby.
Ooh. Yeah.
So,
letters.
All right.
Letters with numbers.
All right, I'll go with Kepler's law.
Oh, it is actually Newton's second law. Force equals mass times acceleration. And Newton's second law is a quantitative description of the changes that a force can produce on the motion of a body.
Dude, I didn't know you could say all those words.
Neither did I.
Hey, I'm impressed.
I'm proud of Matt.
That was a really good description.
I knew that one.
Okay.
I had a really good guess for that which was actually the answer. So. But it was, I was like, Newton, that's motion.
I mean, Things right. Move. Exactly.
Yeah, that was my
exactly.
That was my thought process.
Shit be moving.
Shit be moving,
all
bro.
Right.
TM.
Rob.
Yes?
What does the acronym NASA stand for? National Aeronautics and Space Association.
Yes.
National Aerospace and Space Administration.
Yes.
National Astrological and Space Agency.
No.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Sorry, can you read them again?
Yeah,
I'm
really? Come on
jerk.
Now.
Yeah, wait a second.
Wow. What does NASA stand for? I should go with A. National Aeronautics and Space Administration. National Aerospace and Space Administration. National Astrological and Space Agency. National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
I believe it is D.
Yes, you are correct. Founded in 1955, July 29th, 1955, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration is the United States Civilian Space Agency, responsible for the nation's civilian space program and for aeronautics and aerospace research.
Well done.
That is when they're not contracting to Elon Musk.
My dear friend,
nice.
Siobhan.
Yeah, we get it.
Let's get you on my level. Mm-hmm. And just to recap, because I didn't do that before,
right.
I just answered my round two question. Siobhan was in the lead with no points off. until Kristen now. I at 4, Fish at 3, and now, spoiler alert.
Wait. How did I get to 3?
Because you got a question wrong and somebody made you drink.
Oh, well, that sucks ass. Sorry.
Math. E equals MC Hammer.
We talking about numbers.
Let me tell you, we are going to wear that button out that by the end of season 2.
It's so funny.
That was a rocket burn right there.
Okay. Right. We're on to Krista now.
All right. Krista.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Which of the following is a hypothetical entity that may be responsible for the acceleration of the expansion of the universe?
Uranus. What?
It's not your turn, Rob.
Oh, sorry.
Dark matter, dark energy, neutrinos, or gravitational waves. So which hypothetical energy may be responsible for the acceleration and expansion of the universe?
Those all sounded like Futurama references right there.
Zoidberg. What is your answer?
I was going to say Sheldon was talking there, but, you know.
God. I'm going to guess gravitational waves.
You're going to have to go ahead and take a drink. The answer is is dark matter. Oh, is man. Composed.
I was unsure because I was like, that didn't sound like a real answer.
No, dark matter is a real thing.
I know it's a real thing.
That one I would have known.
I didn't think that would be responsible. Like, he sure seems like a nice guy. Mm.
So dark matter is composed or hypothetically composed of particles that do not absorb, reflect, or emit light, so they cannot be detected by observing electromagnetic radiation.
It's also the polar opposite of you, the dark matter.
Because it's the white don't matter?
No, because you're the light mat. This is the dark matter. No, it's bad. It was bad.
That was bad.
No, I was trying to go somewhere.
Get it.
Bad joke.
Yep. Do it.
Cosmic jug.
Can you please confirm how much is left in there?
Okay. I mean, you don't.
I'm going to finish it.
Okay.
Because
so it's around half, maybe a little bit less than half. So.
Make better jokes.
Ooh, ouch. Another burn. Another rocket burn. We got to make one of those drops.
Rocket burn.
Right.
Very specific for this episode.
Okay. All right. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi.
Which cosmic microwave background radiation experiment or satellite provided precise measurements of the universe's temperature, supporting the theory of cosmic inflation?
Bitch, give me a choice. You better give me a freaking
so
choice.
We have the Wilkinson microwave.
The what?
Probe.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
The Planck satellite.
No, you have to give me the first choice again. I didn't even hear
it. The Wilkinson probe.
It's the WMAP, the Wilkinson microwave anisotropy probe.
Okay.
The Planck satellite, the Cosmic Background Explorer, or the ACT.
This is some bullshit, is all I have to say.
When I say every time he read the first choice, more words were added.
Yes, they did. He literally, there's so many syllables.
I was Wilkinson very scared of the second word.
Microwave probe.
Yeah.
Then there was an A word thrown in there.
There was an anus situation. Yeah. Okay,
there's
I'm
anus.
Not asking again
what is
because
the real answer?
I'm afraid there will be more
it's
syllables.
The anus
I mean,
probe.
Let's be real, you guys. I don't know this, so him repeating it is likely not going to help me also.
Okay. Well, we're looking for a cosmic microwave background radiation experiment or satellite.
Right.
So we have the...
So is the one with the word microwave in it your best guess, maybe?
I mean, that could be true.
I'm just throwing it out there. Or are you going to go with the most answers are C?
Hey, no help in there, Rob.
I'm not helping
He's
anything.
He's not helping. I think we're all in the same what the hell is this boat.
Yeah.
You
can make this a double. Take somebody down with you.
That's
nah.
true.
Too early? Too early. Okay.
Oh my God, can you tell me the second one again?
The Planck satellite.
Okay, so not that.
It's up there planking.
And the third
working
one.
Working on its core.
Cosmic Background Explorer.
I'm going to go with that one.
That is correct.
Hell
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow,
nice
exploring
work.
The backgrounds.
Woo!
Cosmically.
Nice.
We were right. C was the answer. So
the purpose of the Cosmic Background Explorer was to measure microwave background radiation, which is the cooled remnant of the first light that could ever travel freely in the universe.
Again,
fossil radiation.
I would like to say this is astronomical trivia. There has been very few rocket options, and I was very specific in the rocket things that I looked up this morning, so I'm a little bit sad now.
Well, friend, you got
I'm not
that
sad
right.
that I know
so
rocket
you,
things.
You need,
I
that
right.
you need to assign a drink to somebody.
I'm a perfectionist,
right.
is what I am.
You need to assign. Assign blame.
Well, that chug didn't count against you, right?
No, not as a
so
point.
So then you get to, you need to open another beer.
Okay. I'm moving over to the Alimentary Brewing Co. Stage Separation Double IPA. Sounds cool. Let's see how it tastes. There's the pop.
Physics.
Ooh, hang on. There's a lot of suds.
He spilled over a little bit.
So it's almost a party foul.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
His pants are in better shape than when he spilled a lot of bourbon on them in episode one of this season.
I do not like this.
Who? Yeah. Not enjoyable?
Not good.
No?
It is. It's very intense.
It is a double IPA.
Doesn't taste anything like an IPA to me.
Oh, like, that's weird.
Is it hoppy or what?
The IBUs are really low on it, actually.
It's not bitter. It's
yeah.
It tastes like a barley wine.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting. I'm not gonna lie. I'm probably not gonna open that then.
Yeah, I might steal a sip from someone else, but I don't think it's gonna be me.
Here,
fish.
Tell me if I'm crazy here.
Let me take a little sippy of this.
While you're doing that, fish. What is the name of the first artificial satellite launched into orbit by the Soviet Union in 1957?
Oh, son of a bee! Are you kidding me?
Apollo.
Alive? I have no idea.
Easy.
Apollo, Explorer 1, Sputnik 1, or Vanguard?
What was the first choice?
Apollo 11.
Buddy, double Explorers.
Up. He said Apollo 1 for the record.
Sputnik 1 or Vanguard. You might want to call for a double. Rob's just chomping at the bit over here.
If you don't know this,
there
please.
There are a few of us that might.
Yeah. All
I
of
don't
us
know.
Might.
Rob, I know. Rob needs more help.
Well, actually, we're all at three other than you, so.
Yeah, that's so don't call on me.
Call on me, I'll help.
Yeah.
Fish, you going to double up?
Oh, yeah. Why don't we double up? Sounds like a good idea.
Who are you doubling with?
He's making it a double.
Choose your poison. Who?
Who's the one I don't see?
Oh, it's me. That's Krista. Hi.
Oh, yeah. The hand. Yes.
Me.
I'll go with the hand.
You go with the hand.
It's me. The hand. It's Sputnik. It's Sputnik 1.
It is definitely Sputnik 1.
Yay.
Okay. You both want to take a point back?
Is that what we do? I thought we were getting you both give it out to somebody.
Yes. You can do either.
Oh.
You can either recoup. You can
Look
either
at us
recoup
making up
a
rules.
Point. No. That's
this is
been
Calvin
the rule.
Ball.
Yeah. I'm taking that back, bro.
Okay. Chris is going to take the point back. Fish, would you like the point back or would you like to dole out a drink?
I'll take the point back.
Okay.
Yeah. Smart.
Big smart. Well done. Let's
great.
Go.
Great.
Thank you,
so
Chris.
Let me recap
Anytime.
That round.
I knew All that right. one.
Yes. Thank you. I am in last place with 3 points. Fish, Krista, and Siobhan all have 4 after Fish and Krista recoup that point.
Mm-hmm. Word.
So
let's go.
Here we go.
All right. Whew. Bert. Rob.
Yes.
Rob.
Bert.
Robert.
That's where it comes from, everybody.
What?
Oh my God, kidding. Your name? Holy crap.
Yeesh.
Robert, what is the name of the rocket that carried Apollo 11 to the moon in 1969?
Steve.
Correct. That's
crazy. Hey. Oh, wow. It was before they perfected all those names. Yeah, they just went with Steve and
Aboard
Joe.
The
and...
Steve Carell, they made it to the moon.
Before
and
he was even born.
The office. Yeah. What is the name of the rocket?
Okay, go on.
Carried Apollo 11 mission to the moon, the Saturn V, the Delta IV.
Say
the...
nothing more. It's the Saturn V.
Indeed, it is the Saturn V.
Well done.
He said, I would have known choices, that. Bro. Take those out.
Wow. Confidence.
I would have known that too. It's cool. That was at least part of the things from this morning.
Just because I like to give her heck, Krista.
Heck. Heck.
Not cool, man.
Okay.
Welcome to the group. Drink that beer.
Okay.
Woo.
Krista, how many of SpaceX's Starlink satellites are currently...
Currently.
Currently in here.
I thought it was a Star Wars question.
Coruscant. Yeah.
Coruscant. Final answer.
Cornish game hen.
What? How many Imperial Star Destroyers?
No. We already did that trivia. And I won, so suck it.
It's always Han Solo. It's always him.
How many of SpaceX's Starlink satellites are currently in orbit around the Earth? 2,200, 3,800, 1,400, or 4,900?
Before you answer, I must just say, all of those numbers are way above the number that I was
thinking.
Well,
you know, I was like, I don't know, like maybe
they
yeah,
do them in streams.
Like I had no idea.
Like they send them up in like multiples.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So already I just gotta say that's a crazy number is gonna be crazy to me.
So
like
true. 30.
Did not know because they I feel like they just started doing that. How could they have that many?
I think it's been a while. He's had SpaceX for a while.
Never doubt the Musk. Let's not do me.
I will doubt. I doubt the Musk.
All right.
I
love
you,
Musk.
Trust the Musk. Are we trusting the Musk?
Not as far as I can throw him.
I know. Fair enough.
Okay.
Sorry. How many? Can you read the answers again for
sure.
Mr. Supervillain
Musk
Elon
we
Musk?
Trust.
Sure. 2,200, 3,800, 1,400, or 4,900.
Honestly, this is way higher than I thought it was going to be. I'm going to go with 2,800.
So. 2,800 was not actually one of the answers.
Oh, what was answer
what
B?
What are we doing?
2,200.
Oh, 2,200. I would do it that way.
3,800. 1,400 or 4,900.
We're talking about numbers.
2,200.
Yeah. Okay.
It's actually 3,800.
So. Oh, my God, you guys. What? That's crazy.
How that, he do that?
Because you know what? He's got a lot of kids. He's got to spread out.
Like, who's seen Wall-E? Who's seen the movie? Like, it makes me wonder. Wall-E. You remember when the spaceship couldn't, like, bump satellites out of the way?
Oh, that's
like,
legit. That's, there's so many satellites in orbit around the Earth.
Well,
where do we live?
Well that's because when they shoot them up, they just don't bring them back down.
Exactly. So no, yeah, it's out. Crazy. There's so much. There's so much shit up there.
But
so
I did not realize that many were from SpaceX. That's crazy.
You want, like, a dark question?
What are you doing?
A dark question?
It's kind of a darker question.
Space is dark.
Ooh.
All right. Is it a death one?
Yeah.
Maybe I do.
Go.
All right.
Go,
what is the name of the space shuttle that broke apart during reentry in 2003, killing all seven crew members?
2003.
Challenger, Columbia, Discovery, or Endeavor?
Guys, it's not the Challenger.
No.
Because that
no,
was not. Earlier. And I had that poor Krista McCullough from New Hampshire that I did my fifth grade book report or like report on. I had to talk all about her.
I watched that in school.
I can't tell. Wait, I can't tell if it's the Columbia or the Discovery.
Wait, fun fact. Did you know that in Challenger, Big Bird from Sesame Street was supposed to go up in there to prove to kids that space travel was safe, and they didn't put Big Bird on there because they couldn't make a space suit big enough for Big Bird. So
can I just say that is a cool piece
that's
of
TikTok?
Information?
Yeah, is that TikTok? Is that from TikTok?
No.
Or that's
known
from
that,
your brain?
I've
that's
known
amazing.
That for like 10 years.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm going to hell for this, but my head was just a plume of yellow feathers coming.
No, it's so sad.
It's
Big Bird and a
damn,
phoenix.
That's good.
There's an alternate universe somewhere where Big Bird blew up in front of a bunch of children.
1993.
So feathers.
Right?
All right.
93, Challenger?
No, 86, I think.
It was 80s.
Oh, was it the 80s?
86.
Yeah, 86.
Yeah, because I was young.
Yes.
Yeah, because my dad was in high school.
You weren't even born.
I was not.
Oh, wow.
Born.
Wait a minute. You're making me feel old.
Don't worry. Man. Fish, how old were you?
Well, I was in high school at the time.
Oh, well, then
Challenger,
you are old.
Okay. Challenger exploded 10 years before I was born. I was born in 96.
Yeah, Fish is going to punch me for this. I was one.
Okay. I was three, so that's closer.
Okay. You are right. It is either Columbia or Discovery.
Okay,
I'll
thank
get a little
you.
Boost.
Thank you. A rocket boost? Listen, get over it. Just shut it. Just shut it.
Hold on a moment.
I said it out loud.
There, huh?
F me. Is it Columbia?
Yes, it is. Yes, because the Discovery is currently.
I was like, the Discovery. I was like, I know that exists already, so it wouldn't have exploded
like 2 years ago.
Siobhan. Everybody who knows things about rockets is mad at me right now, but it's fine.
I went to the Air and Space Smithsonian like 8 years ago, and I'm like, damn, I wish I went there more recently so as to acquire the knowledge.
I love it.
Well,
it's nice.
So I went to the one. Oh, Fish, you're taking a drink, bud.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh,
yes, you are. Sorry.
It's also Fish's turn.
Yes, it is also his turn.
Oh
man.
Oh, wait,
sorry,
did I give him your drink?
You did.
No. Fish, wait.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
What's he at? Because he got a point back.
Yeah, he did. Now he's back to three now.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
Fish, you're drinking. Sorry. All
right. Sorry,
you're
dude.
Drinking and you're answering a question.
All right.
Multiple things.
That's
multiple
even worse.
Things.
Are you ready, Fish?
I got to open another beer.
All right.
Amazing.
Please hold.
Listen while opening. What is the name of the principle that states for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction?
Ooh.
Is it Newton's first law, Newton's second law, Newton's third law, or Einstein's law?
I thought you were going to say Newton's fourth law.
You're like, what?
I know.
Oh my God, be horrible.
He gets all of these.
Is it Newton's first, second, or third law, or Einstein's law?
Well, considering that we already talked about Newton before, and I have no idea which law we talked about then.
That was the second.
Okay. So, therefore,
bro, you're just
it's
giving
not
out
the second
things
for this
people.
One.
He's not. He still has three other choices.
You want to chug again?
No.
Newton.
But, okay.
You're fine.
Hey, I just poured another beer. All right?
Did.
So, all right, Fish, where are we going here?
Could you read the question again, please?
Yep. What is the name of the principle that states for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction? Newton's first law, Newton's second law, Newton's third law, or Einstein's law? There's smoke coming out of my iPad right now.
Yeah, well, there's smoke coming out of my head right now,
That's
too.
That's where it's
so.
Coming from.
I can see it. I can see it.
We'll go with Newton's first law.
Ooh, is Newton's third law.
Ah, you were good on Newton.
I almost had it.
Also, is Einstein's a law?
No.
Okay, I was like, Einstein's
law. No,
that
was completely not a real thing.
I was like, it's a theory.
That's the whole E M equals
Yeah, that's
MC
a theory
squared.
Of relativity. Yeah.
The theory of relativity.
Right.
Yes.
Not law.
Right.
I took high school or kid science.
High school
okay,
or kid.
Like, I know what hypothesis and theories
there,
are,
maybe.
Okay?
Quick recap.
Oh, crap.
Siobhan in the lead with 4 points still.
Ooh.
Nearly unscathed.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Say it.
Jinx.
We've got myself in second with 3 points. We've got Krista and Fish with 2 points.
Guys suck.
Right.
You know what? Hey, and myself.
Still plenty of time, though.
Myself, Krista, and Siobhan both have the make it a double still available to us.
Right,
oh,
we
true,
do.
True.
Just going to throw
anybody,
that out there.
Does anybody have 1 point?
No.
Okay. All right.
No one-pointers.
Are you ready?
Why are we making up rules again?
I'm the host. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Go
especially,
on. I'm ready.
I thought he was
go
looking
ahead.
In the books
all
for
right.
the rules.
Hit me.
What is string theory?
Oh, I low-key think I might know this.
Rob's eyes inflated 4 sizes.
Okay.
Go on.
Yep. Give them choices.
A theory that describes the behavior of vibrating guitar strings. A theory that explains the origin and properties of cosmic strings in the universe. A theory that unifies all fundamental forces of nature by considering elementary particles as tiny vibrating strings. A theory that explains the travel of planetary bodies as being bound by vibrating gravitational strings.
Ooh, that springs. First answer is
I
dumb
believe
as hell.
It is D.
You believe it is D.
It's either B or D, and I'm going to go with D.
Your guitar, on several occasions, has been tuned to drop D. However, in this case, the answer was C, a theory that
C?
Unifies
Ooh.
All fundamental forces of nature by considering elementary particles as tiny vibrating strings.
Interesting.
Well, crap.
Krista.
Yeah.
What is the name of the unit of measurement used to express the amount of force generated by a rocket engine? A newton, a joule, a watt, or a kilogram?
Do you need assistance?
I feel like I might know it, but I'm going to...
Okay,
I'm gonna,
go ahead.
No. I'm going to call my double for Rob because we're friends.
She's making it a double.
Oh.
Joule?
Yeah, that's,
we,
that's, what, I
gonna,
that's what I was going to...
Can we agree upon
joule? Yeah.
Guys...
In the Immortal Worlds of Indiana Jones, Last Crusade, you chose poorly. It is a
Newton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kids.
Wait, what?
Yes, it is a Newton of force.
Joule is a unit of work.
Guys, there's
yes,
a lot.
Yes, but it is a Newton of force.
There's a lot.
Also
of
a delicious cookie.
String theory of Newton in these questions.
Son of a bee! I'm so
bummer,
sorry.
You guys.
Wow.
I mean, at least
no,
you were
I
on the same page.
Too, joule is force.
No, look at this.
We do science.
Yeah, I'm going to be so
but
real.
But not physics.
We don't do physics. Yeah, we do chem.
It is quite a different science.
We do chemistry.
Well, crap, everybody. I'm so sorry.
Aww. It do be like that sometimes.
That was such a nice partnership show, though.
It was.
She tried to help me out.
You know what? I'm never trusting Rob ever again.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Wow. Another burn. Rocket
life
burn.
Lesson. Life lesson.
Ridiculous.
All right. Siobhan.
Yes.
Which of the following is the type of compact star with an extremely high density?
Oh, son of a bee. Are you kidding me?
Again, astronomy.
Can I end? Formed after a supernova.
Uh-huh.
You're a little salty over there.
Wow.
Is it a neutron star, a white dwarf, a red giant, or a black hole?
I'm sorry. Can you read the question again?
I can. Which of the following is a type of compact star with an extremely high density formed after a supernova? Neutron star, a white dwarf, a red giant, or a black hole?
I think it's a black hole. I could be wrong, but I think it's a black hole. Go ahead.
You're going with black hole?
I am.
The correct answer is actually A, neutron star.
Okay. See, you didn't know it either, Rob.
I thought
Rob.
It was a white dwarf.
Yes, me too. I thought it was between those two. Yeah, kids. Okay. Well, okay. You know what?
This is the second one where I was very confident.
My astronomy teacher in college.
Rob knows all these questions, quote unquote.
My astronomy teacher in college would have been very mad about that. He tried to make me the TA after I took astronomy once. And I was like, yo, I'm a senior in college. I'm not coming back to TA your class.
You took astronomy in college?
I did. It was
fun.
Amazing. Yeah, yes. It was
I
a science class.
I wish I had
room
in my schedule to do that kind of stuff. Cool
class. There's a lot of physics, but it was still
all
really
right,
cool.
Let's get fish on the board here. Here we go.
You know what elective I took senior year of college? Geography of wine. That was wine tasting.
What?
Because they said, you need a one credit. And my options were like basket weaving, wine tasting, or more serious options. I was like, no.
Wait, you had a wine tasting class in college?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we can talk about that.
Mine was...
No, I can talk about that. That class is awesome.
My brother did a beer brewing class where they got to brew their own beer. However, he took that class and they like did all their like prep work to brew the beer, but you know, you got to let it like ferment for like a couple weeks or whatever. Unfortunately, those like 2 weeks he was supposed to ferment were supposed to be the 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And then they never went back to school. Oh. And so that beer just rotted at their school.
No.
He never got to taste it.
What a bummer.
It was so tragic.
Moment of silence for that beer.
There was tragedy.
Bummer. Fish. Turn. What's the Newton law? No, I'm just kidding.
What is the
who's
name?
The guy?
Yeah, who's the guy? What is the name of the effect that causes rockets to veer off course due to the rotation of the Earth? The Coriolis effect, the Doppler effect, the Faraday effect, or the Zeeman effect?
Was this part of the plot of The Martian? I feel like this was like a huge.
Ooh, I
yeah.
love that story.
It's a good movie,
it's
right?
It's a good book.
Matt
Damon. It's really good.
Stop.
It's
really
like,
good.
I feel like that was like book. A huge contention.
I felt like I had to do shit out of this.
I had to do another Seth
so
Rogen.
What was the first answer?
The Coriolis effect.
I'm going to go with that one.
You are correct. It is the Coriolis effect.
Nicely done.
Okay. Maybe like next season, I can reach out to Neil deGrasse Tyson and he can be like my phone a friend.
There you
think
go.
That'll work. Neil,
that's
Neil,
the
call
Neil deGrasse
us, man.
Tyson move.
That'd be the coolest thing ever.
Neil, just in case you're not busy.
Or Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
Bill
fun.
Nye.
Yeah.
I went the bow tie. Awesome. I went deGrasse Tyson.
What?
That's
Bill
fine.
Nye's like iconic.
Bill Nye's awesome.
Bill
I want
Nye,
him.
The science guy.
I want him to
Bill
come in.
Bill Nye.
We used to watch that all the time.
All right, so...
No, I
so
want him to
make Siobhan drink.
Ooh, that's a good choice,
Dang.
Fish.
Well done, Fish.
That's a
well
good
done.
Choice, Fish, because that ties Fish and Siobhan for two at the top of the leaderboard. Krista and I with one. Holding on by the skin of our teeth.
One point.
You have 1 point?
Yeah.
All right. As a benevolent host, you each get another point.
Why do you have like 80 more pages of questions that you'd like
to
get through?
Listen,
here for 8 hours.
Here we are now. Here we are going to the next round. Everybody's tied at two. It's a brand new ball game.
Oh my God.
Yes.
It's anybody's game.
It's a
low
ball game.
Now, I will tell you that Siobhan and I both have our make it a doubles.
We do.
Still in our pockets.
Been trying to save it.
Holding on.
Siobhan's waiting for the perfect moment.
Okay. Here we go.
What is the name of the boundary in the solar system that marks the point which the sun's gravitational influence is no longer dominant? The Oort cloud, the heliopause, the Kuiper belt, or the asteroid belt?
Well, I know one that's not. It's not the asteroid belt because everything beyond that is still orbiting the sun. Give me the
it's
other
the
three.
Placement of it,
something
fish.
Cloud?
It's the Oort cloud, the heliopause, or the Kuiper belt. And I'll do you a favor since I handed out a couple. It is not the Kuiper belt. So you're down Oort cloud or heliopause.
Wait, you gave him three choices though only, right?
No. I eliminated the fourth choice.
The asteroid
of the
belt.
Asteroid
yeah, of course.
Belt,
that's good, call, yeah. good call. Good
totally
call.
Totally not right. So we're either looking at the Oort cloud, which doesn't make sense to me because usually when they name things cloud, it's like a cluster of stars. So I'm going to go with
reasoning.
The other
it's
one,
all about the big
which
brain.
Is
wait a minute,
the
heliopause.
The heliopause.
It is the heliopause.
Yeah, you know why, son? You know why?
Yes.
Helio is sun in Greek.
There you go.
If you had called on me, if you had needed it, I would have helped you.
I mean,
cool.
I could have, but I felt like
also,
you and I are still holding on to these doubles.
I know, that's fair.
Fun fact time. The heliopause is the boundary that defines the outermost region of our solar system. It is the point at which the solar wind from the sun, composed of charged particles, slows down and merges with the interstellar medium. Beyond the heliopause, the influence of the sun's gravity diminishes. The effects of the interstellar medium become more prominent.
So interesting.
There you have it.
There's also there's another helio thing.
I would just like
to
let the people know that over the next 2 years, calendar years, through 2025, we are now in what's called a solar maximum.
Ooh.
Okay? And what that means is that the electromagnetic storms on the sun are going to be more prominent, more intense, and more frequent. And therefore, the aurora borealis, also known as the northern lights, are going to be more readily visible further south than normal. Go see the northern lights.
Big brain.
Changed my life.
You,
go on.
You just saw them in Iceland. So
Iceland.
That's like the place to see them.
I know. Iceland. It's cool there. And I didn't see them when I was there, which is
you were there the wrong time of year, that's all.
No, I wasn't. I was there in November, nerd.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was only there for five days, though.
Of year.
I know. I was only there for 5 days. And we like only tried twice. So it's just the weather didn't work out because the climate
she
is
was
all.
There.
No, I feel that.
The lights weren't there.
Right.
And it's
bummer.
Krista's turn.
Ooh. It is.
What is the name of SpaceX's crewed spacecraft designed to transport astronauts to and from the International Space Station? The Falcon Heavy, the Dragon, the Starship, or the Falcon 9?
Man.
SpaceX's crewed spacecraft, Falcon Heavy, Dragon, Starship, or Falcon 9?
Crewed meaning peopled.
Peopled and not kind of
dragon.
Not Neanderthal spacecraft.
Yeah, I feel like it's SpaceX, so it's probably got like a real like bitchin' name. Read me the choices again, because I only remember two of them.
The Falcon Heavy, the Dragon, the Starship, or the Falcon 9?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to go with the Dragon.
It's one of the Falcons.
That is correct.
The Dragon is correct.
Good job. I heard Fish say that. Let's go, Fish.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's go.
So the actual name, when I crafted the questions,
Time out.
Hold, no.
No. Time out. I never gave somebody a drink.
Well, you can wait.
Okay.
You got to do a double drink.
We'll remember.
I'll give one and you give one.
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm going to die.
Actual name of the rocket was the Crew Dragon. So when I made this question, with a little help from ChatGPT to get all these done, I had to chop out crew to make it a little less obvious.
Did you use ChatGPT for all of your questions?
Yes, I did. And I verified them all up against Google to make sure that
so
they were correct.
Oh, I'm so glad you did. I was going to ask if you fact-checked. I would have helped fact-check.
That's cool. I did not know that. That's fun.
Well, I figured I'd use it as the ship's computer. And it did give me a couple of questionable answers that I typed back in and then Googled. And it was like, oh, I'm sorry. My answer was wrong. This is what it should be. And I'm like, you knew, but why did you screw it up?
Listen,
AI was coming for you, bro.
I love drinking. That.
Hey man, I'm just
a
trooper.
He's
not
rocketing through it. Yeah.
Ooh,
I feel like
big space pun.
It's really cool that you used AI in like a science heavy trivia.
I'll make Siobhan drink.
Okay, Siobhan, you're gonna drink.
Word, I got it.
You're down to
I was due.
And because I've not given out a drink, I'm not gonna be terrible and take you
out.
Thank you. No, I won't.
Appreciate it. I would like to
be
out on my
give
own
it
accord.
To the good fish.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Siobhan, who was the captain of the Apollo 13 mission? Armstrong, Neil
Captain
Armstrong,
Shepard.
Buzz Aldrin, Jim Lovell, or Alan Shepard?
Oh, I think it's Jim Lovell.
It was Jim Lovell, correct.
That's Tom Hanks, right?
Yep.
Tom Hanks.
Tell me why.
Everything he says is a stitch.
Tell me why said the captain of, I was for sure, my brain was like, Captain of the Enterprise, obviously.
Oh, clearly,
James T. Kirk.
I was like, your boy,
James.
Oh, my God, you guys.
James T. Kirk's middle name,
Tiberius.
I said Picard.
Tiberius.
That's how you know I'm a next generation
person.
I mean, I don't hate the old original series. I just.
Have you guys watched Strange New Worlds on Paramount, by the way?
No.
It's one of the best Star Trek shows they've come out with in years.
We should do a Trek trivia.
We should.
I would
Trek
not
trivia.
Be good, probably,
I would be terrible
but it would be
I,
fun
I'm
to
a,
learn.
I'm a Wars man, not a Trekman.
All I'm thinking right now.
See, I can do either one.
Yeah, I know. I'd be knowing some Star Trek things, but yeah,
Fish
Strange
goes
New
both
Worlds,
ways.
Strange yep. New
we'll
Worlds
just tell you.
Excellent. So I recommend it.
So all I'm thinking right now is, Houston, we have a problem.
Oh. Okay,
yeah. That's all I can hear.
There's something on the wing.
Shatner's so great.
We have
so
no
great.
Wing.
Take Shatner.
Can you remind me of the scores? Because I have a drink to give out.
You do. I have two. Krista has two. You and Fish both have one.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you, Rob, a drink.
Me, Rob?
Yep.
Okay. Me, Rob is going to take a drink.
You, Rob, a drink.
Me, Rob, take drink.
I almost did a Seth Rogen laugh again.
That was like.
I'm sorry you have to drink that.
Love that.
Fish, you did so well with a force question last time. Here we go again. What is the name of the force that opposes the motion of a rocket due to the gravitational pull of a celestial body?
Gravitational.
Gravitational.
Yes,
pull.
Thank you. Gravitational.
Got it.
Is it centrifugal force, gravitational force, magnetic force, or the Coriolis force?
It's centrifugal.
Centrifugal?
Centrifugal force.
Centrifugal force.
It's a fugal horn. Fugal horn.
Yeah, it's centrifugal.
Oh, all right. Well,
I said it.
You put the pronunciation on the wrong syllable.
The syllables, yeah. Yes.
The
indeed.
Syllables.
The
really
syllables.
Hard.
My emphasis was on the wrong syllable, yes.
All right. So can you read the answers again here?
Yeah. Centrifugal force, gravitational force.
We need
force.
A words drop from Siobhan.
Words.
Words.
We talking words. About words.
Thesaurus, let's go. Motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right. Dictionary, bitch.
Wow.
The MS
reference.
In the words.
Mary
Butterfly
Webster.
In the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What is the name of the force that opposes the motion of a rocket due to gravitational pull of a celestial body? Centrifugal force, gravitational force, magnetic force, or the Coriolis force?
All right. Well, all those other words sound kind of fancy, but I'm going with gravitational force.
You are correct.
Yay!
I'm glad that after 5 minutes of deliberation, while we all lose our minds out here, Fish got the right answer.
Yeah! He Let's looked go. It up. He yes, was like, they're all talking. I'm going to look it up on Google.
They're all having an aneurysm out there.
Not that I want to influence your decision, Fish, but Chris is the only one with 2 points. The rest of us have one. So
you can
either take somebody out of the game or make it an equal game going to
Fish,
the last round.
I helped you on the double round,
and Matt
bro.
Has 87 more questions, so he'll cry a little.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to call an audible.
Oh.
Matt.
You did. Okay, I'll drink.
Whoa! Nobody is penalized.
Ooh,
fish.
There we go.
Fish.
I didn't
know
we could do
glug,
that.
Glug, glug,
yeah.
glug,
yeah.
glug.
Right.
Yes. Oh, man. No, I love that.
The
fish
is
makers.
I love it. I go for it.
Here, while drinking the universe, we call that a quirk. It happens.
Quirk. Oh, my God. And it had to be
great science reference.
Related.
I would science button for that.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Science button.
You,
quirk.
This is your first real science button, bud.
Let me enjoy this.
Science.
I must say, even though I'm drinking a terrible beer, I'll even Stellar Sip that.
I poured you a better one.
Stellar Sip.
You were just the same.
I know.
An actual Stellar Sip now.
Okay, hang on.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Get ready.
Am I getting pineapple on the nose?
A little bit. There's like about 8 flavors in this thing.
Ooh.
Siobhan, that is delicious.
Okay, Yo. Y'all. I brought, so I brought sours
hang
from
on.
Trippin' Animals.
May I guess the
name.
Contents?
You can. There's so many, Rob.
Okay. I'm getting pineapple for sure.
Okay.
Mm. Am I getting a guava?
There's another
Close. Tropical
uh-huh.
fruit in there.
Uh-huh.
Is it dragon fruit?
No, it's not that cool.
I would say passion fruit.
Passion fruit. Okay.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We got 1, 2 more fruits.
There's definitely some citrus in there as well.
Mm.
No? Is that just the pineapple then?
Probably. I thought it was going to
be
orange.
Pineapple-y.
Yeah.
Yeah,
nope.
I'm getting an orange.
Yeah. It might just be the pineapple's just whack.
Is it a lactose as well?
There is milk sugar, yes.
Yep. Mm. Okay, I'm getting lactose. Mm.
Other flavors, there's 5 more.
Okay, you know what? I'm just lengthening this episode, and I'll stop, because Matt's giving me a look.
No, I have no idea how this discussion started, and that's where the look is coming from.
I poured him a better beer than the garbage pile beer that he was drinking.
I'm drinking good beer now.
Yeah.
I was trying to guess what was in it.
Cosmic chug, imminent.
What is that for?
I bought you good beer. Drink your beer.
That's not cool beer.
Wow. What is good beer?
I mean, not
just drink
great beer.
Well, chug that beer. Oh no!
Wait, how much is
I'm
in it?
I'm sorry.
Like a lot.
Like half.
Oh no!
That's gonna be awful.
We're in a situation where Chris is in the lead with 2. Everybody else has 1. Mm. Siobhan and I both have make it a doubles.
What is the name of the process by which a rocket's engines are shut down and it enters a stable orbit around a celestial body? Is it the circularization burn, the injection burn, the traverse burn, or the escape burn?
You should go to
Sure I had a circularization burn when I was born.
Well, I was about to say, you should go to a doctor. So if you have an injection burn,
well
about
done.
To go to a doctor.
Well done.
Yeah, understandable.
So circularization burn, what burn?
Injection burn, traverse burn, or escape burn. If it's an injection burn, you got to get some cream for that or a couple pills.
Yeah, that's
what
I said. It's a UTI, son.
You get the cranberry juice for that bad boy.
God, I don't know. I would like to make it a double.
Oh.
I would like to make it a double with Krista.
Jesus. What's the answers again? I know one is circulation.
I still have to chug this terrible beer.
You do.
One is circulation, one is escape, one's injection. What's the other one?
Circularization, injection, transverse, or escape burn.
I feel like it might be either injection or escape, but I don't really know. What are you feeling, Rob? I kind of want to say injection. It like rings a bell to me, but I don't remember if that's entering atmosphere or leaving atmosphere.
Entering a stable orbit around a celestial body.
Correct. Okay?
Is what he said.
So, So I don't know. That circumcision burn is sounding a lot more.
Listen. No.
I mean, it's circular, right?
The circular.
How about A?
I'd be down with that.
We're going to
we'll
go
with A.
You're going with the Jewish burn, the circular, yes. circumcision burn.
No. It's an instantaneous burn. It's the Christian burn. The Jews wait until they're 13.
What?
No, they don't. What are you talking about?
To get a circumcision? No, they don't. That's a bris.
That's a bris.
That's a bris.
It's a part of the bar mitzvah, isn't it?
No, it is not.
No. Are you kidding?
No, I don't know. The bris. I thought that was part of it.
Haven't you seen the Seinfeld episode for the bris?
No.
Wait.
No, they do that as a baby.
Wait.
You're a baby.
Are you joking right now?
No, I thought that the Jews waited until they were 13.
No!
Oh, I thought that was part of the bar mitzvah. I thought they were like, Shabbat Shalom! You know?
The bar mitzvah is where you go read from
my
the
whole body. What the fuck?
I thought that the party was after they take the day. Because it's when they become a man! It's when they become a man!
It was the bat mitzvah, the female version.
Yeah.
What did you think that was?
Fair question.
When they get their period.
Oh.
That's when they become a woman.
That's actually.
They bleed.
That's okay. First of all,
they both bleed.
No.
The men bleed and the women bleed.
The
it's bleeding.
Is not for bleeding.
I'm so scared that you didn't know that.
How did you not know that?
Time out. Before we continue this conversation, did we get it right?
What?
Did you get it right?
You did get it right. Yes.
I am crying right now.
Yes. I will tell you, yes, it is the circularization burn.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Judaism, for this one.
I'm taking that point.
Oh. Ooh,
wait, give me a point, too.
My God. Oh, my God.
I can't believe that shit.
I think we should all get a point for Rob.
Rob, you need to get into
Listen,
Jewish media a little more. Dude, I'm just sorry.
I know.
I just
we need a history trivia.
Listen, I don't know anything.
Clearly.
Here, okay.
Hold on a minute. Like, the Jewish community, bro.
Hold.
But Jesus Christ.
So here's the grand irony in all this. When I was shopping for beer.
Oh, Lord.
On the shelf was one, and it was it said on the top, the chosen beer, and had a Jewish name. I was like, never fit. I looked at it, was like, that'll never fit today's episode. There's no way we'll ever bring anything up related to that.
Of course we will.
And here we are.
It is. Hebrew is a brewing company.
Now I feel like an idiot.
What was the name of that beer?
I mean, you might need to for a little bit. I don't know what to tell you. We're going to circularize back.
We're going to circumcise back here.
We're going to circumcise back to the beginning.
I enjoy a mitzvah as much as the next guy. Okay. But we need to move on to the next question.
Wait, did we make people drink for our thing?
Yeah, you have to,
right? We took points back.
We took points.
Saw that was so long ago.
Oh, did you guys? Well, wait. What?
All right.
It's my turn, right?
No, it's Krista's turn.
He doubled up with
me. We're all screaming.
So much has happened.
Okay.
Krista, what is the name of the rocket that NASA is developing to carry astronauts to the moon and eventually to Mars?
Ooh,
cool.
The Orion, Artemis, SLS, or Starship?
I think it's Artemis.
It is the Artemis.
I believe you are correct.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nicely done.
That's cool. That's cool.
Nice.
That's another
classical
trivia.
Reference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
mythology reference, if
I'm
you will.
I'm glad they didn't name it
Artemis
Icarus.
Is the huntress, isn't it? Yeah, isn't she? Yeah.
She's a constellation.
It's Diana.
She is, yes.
Mm. Mars is her brother?
Siobhan, I would just like to remind you that you still have your Megan a double.
Listen,
you're
I know.
The only one who has it left.
I know. Wait, do I, do I get to make someone drink? Okay. Is that my thing now?
You do.
Yeah, you do.
Can I ask what the standings are?
You can.
I forgot. That was so long ago.
You may. You are in the lead with three.
At least 8 minutes.
I have two. Siobhan and Fish both have one.
Do I be mean and knock one out, or do I knock you down to one?
I mean, you could do anything you want
knock
because
down.
You yeah. are...
It would be ruthless
you.
To
no,
cut somebody out.
No, you know
out.
What? Rob helped me out with the...
I got you that point back. I got you that point back.
A different word.
Come on, girl.
I'm going to knock Siobhan out.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Siobhan. Oh! I feel like Siobhan has been dangerous this whole game.
That's fair.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Siobhan.
That's okay.
This is one awkward hangout later.
No, that's okay.
I swear I'm cool.
Guess what?
Now
you can make jokes. You can make jokes the whole rest of the episode.
Oh, don't worry. I was going to do that anyway, but it's cool.
Siobhan's turn is going to be replaced by jokes and or space facts.
I'm only bummed. Wait, can I ask a question of the host right now?
Yeah, I would say you get your make it a double as a life-saving question.
My thought is, that's fine. I don't need to be answering more questions. Could I hand... Could I hand my make it a double out to someone?
Ooh.
Because everyone has used theirs. Can I give it to someone who is still in the game?
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
Can
I'd rather...
just say that I love you?
Yeah, you can. But
Rob,
I'm giving it.
Here,
I'm giving it to Krista.
No!
Yeah,
no!
I am.
Siobhan, thank you very much. Even
I got you,
though,
girl.
Even though I knocked you out.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm here. I'm here
I
for it.
I knocked you out.
It's because we both said we hated Big Bang.
I love you less. I love
that's
you
okay.
Less.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'll take it.
All right, Fish.
What is the name of the first rocket that successfully put a human in space? The Vostok 1, the Gemini 3, Apollo 11, or Sputnik 1?
I know this one as well, but he has no make it a double.
Yeah, I know.
Fish thinks.
You got this, Fish. I believe in you.
Well, that's good because I'm not sure I believe in myself.
I'm going to send you telepathic waves.
No,
to
I'm
where
sending
you are.
Vibes.
Yeah,
I can still
you
do
got
that.
This. You got
I
this.
Can still do that.
Fun fact, the man's name is John Glenn.
No, it's
if that
not.
Helps you.
No,
that's
it
the American
not.
One. It's
wrong.
Not the Russian
the
one.
The man's name is Yuri Gagarin.
Oh. Stop helping.
Yeah.
Stop helping.
It was Russian was the first man in space.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I hope that helps you, Fish.
So what are my choices again?
So the Vostok 1, Gemini 3, Apollo 11, or Sputnik 1?
This is more shocking than the circumcision revelation that I've had.
We can tell
yeah,
you.
John Glenn was the
I
first
don't think
American
it is,
space,
actually.
Not the first person in space. The first person
He's also
in space.
The first, actually, John Glenn is the first man in orbit.
In orbit.
Oh, there you go.
Yes,
there
yes,
Alan
yes,
Shepard
yes.
is the first man in space.
That,
Yuri Gagarin is the first man.
No,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let's let
American
Fish answer
man.
His GD answer.
Yeah. Fish, we've helped you immensely now.
Yes, I know you've knocked out two answers for me. So B and C are not correct.
Right.
Mm. Teamwork.
And Sputnik was an earlier answer, if that helps.
Right, which it was not a manned.
What are you doing?
Mission.
I didn't say anything. I just said it was an earlier answer.
Oh, she's helping a lot, actually.
And then you help.
I suck. I'm sorry.
Secondly, somebody better help the shit out of me in a moment.
I'm not helping all the right, shit out of you at all.
No. All right, Fish, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Gemini.
It is the Vostok 1.
No.
Goodbye, Fish.
Sorry, Fish.
You, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
We knew you so well. It was great.
Sorry, Fish.
It's been wonderful.
It's okay,
but,
Fish. Huh. Now you can just make funny comments like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, now you can just.
But here we are.
I've been doing that the whole time.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter.
Here we are. Krista in the lead with the make it a double from Siobhan in her pocket. And she is at 3. I am at 2.
You guys still have so many points.
And it is your turn.
It Damn. Is my turn. Are you going to hand select a question for me, you jackass?
No, nope, I got one right here. What is the name of the term that describes the ratio of thrust produced by a rocket engine to the amount of propellant consumed?
Ooh, physics.
Specific impulse. Thrust to weight ratio, propellant efficiency, or thrust efficiency?
I'm going to go with thrust efficiency because I'm a thruster. Let's go.
TMI.
Son of a bitch.
It is the specific impulse.
Well, my impulse was
Damn.
Wrong there.
Yeah.
Well, I had nothing.
All right.
Yeah, I'm down to 1 point.
Krista.
Oh.
Hi, Krista.
Hi.
You could win it all here.
This could be it. This could be it.
Oh, wait. I was going to ask. Wait, can I ask a clarifying question?
Yes.
If she chooses to make it a double, can it only be an active player in the game?
I was just thinking that I could choose to Ooh. I could choose to save Rob for a while longer if we wanted to go through more questions.
Or could she get somebody back into the game?
That's
you know what? A lot of work. I like being tired.
A respawn.
You know what? You never know what happens in the universe. Ooh. Her discretion.
Your okay, discretion. Fair enough.
Okay.
Let's see. It's up to you, Chris.
What is the term for the study of nature, origin, and evolution of the universe as a whole? Is it astrophysics, cosmology, astrobiology, or stellar evolution? Study of nature, origin, and evolution of the universe as a whole.
As a whole.
Astrophysics, cosmology, astrobiology, or stellar evolution.
Choose cosmology.
Oh, thanks, Fish. You know what? I'm going to go with astrobiology.
It is cosmology.
Oh, it is cosmology.
Fish had it.
Remember that time that Fish gave you the answer and then you didn't choose it?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody.
I felt like it wasn't right. Here we go. I'm sorry, Fish. I doubted you, bro.
2-1, right?
Chris
2-1.
Chris at 2, me at 1. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
What is the name of the device that regulates the flow of propellants into a rocket engine? Is it the fuel valve, the thrust controller, the injector, or the combustion chamber?
That sounds like just like your last question.
Good God, yes it does. Okay, we've got the regulation of what? I'm sorry?
Regulation of flow of propellants into the rocket engine.
Propellants into the rocket engine.
Yep. Fuel valve, thrust controller, injector, or combustion chamber.
Oh God. It's going to be A or B. I'm going to lean towards A, the fuel valve. Please tell me that I'm still in this game.
It's not A or B. It is injector.
I would have thought you would have gotten the injection one.
Most modern cars have a fuel injector, bro.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he knows that's the freaking rocket science thing. He doesn't know about Jewish people, engines.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things.
Or geography.
Doesn't know a lot about science books or the French he took.
The French I took? What?
That's a song.
It is a French. It is a song.
It's not a French song. It's just a song.
It's a French song. These science books.
With that.
With
yes.
the movies.
No, hold
Look
on.
Look at that.
Hold on. I'm going to sell a sip to Krista. Yes.
First time
Congratulations.
Guest.
First time guest. First time winner.
Hey.
Stellar sip.
I feel like...
Congratulations.
Thank you all. I came to play and I came to win.
That was amazing.
That was the worst way to go out for me. I really wish that she would have gotten a question right and taken me out.
Yeah, well,
I just
if
wanted
I listened
to go
to Fish,
one more.
I would have got it right.
That's
so.
All. I know.
That's
I know.
How it goes.
Note to self, don't doubt the fish.
That's right. Hashtag. Don't doubt the fish.
Don't doubt the fish.
The fish swims through the universe.
Everybody doubted me on cosmology.
All right.
Thanks
everybody for listening.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
The boozy quote for this episode comes from comedian George Burns, who said, "It only takes one drink to get me drunk. The trouble is, I can't remember if it's the 13th or the 14th. On social media, please like, follow, and push all the buttons for us. That's Matt and Friends DTU at Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. For more information about the podcast, as well as links to our merch store, social media, and all the places you can listen to us, visit our website, mattandfriendsdtu.com. That's mattandfriendsdtu.com. Thank you again for listening to Matt and Friends Drink the Universe.